The United States is taking a new approach in the hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The Pentagon announced today that a new team of American, British, and Australian experts will expand the search effort. They'll focus on selected sites where intelligence reports indicate evidence may be found. U.S. teams have been looking for chemical or biological weapons stashes in Iraq for more than a month, but have yet to turn up proof to back up allegations the Bush administration made in justifying the war. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
President Bush and his top administration officials repeatedly told the American people that Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction made him an imminent threat to the United States. And U.S. military commanders going into Iraq, including Lieutenant General James Conway of the Marine Expeditionary Force, were told to prepare their troops for biological or chemical weapon attacks.
It was a surprise to me then, it remains a surprise to me now, that we have not uncovered weapons in some of the forward dispersal sites. Believing it's not for lack of trying, we've been into virtually every ammunition supply point between the Kuwaiti border and Baghdad, but they're simply not there. What the regime was intending to do in terms of its use of the weapons, we thought we understood, or we certainly had our best guess, our most dangerous, our most likely courses of action that the intelligence folks were giving us. We were simply wrong.
Conway, speaking via a video link from Iraq, told Pentagon reporters that it would not be right to speak of an intelligence failure, and he said U.S. intelligence, quote, at the national level, may not have been wrong. But Conway's comments today put the Bush administration into a difficult position, given its insistence before the war that Saddam Hussein unquestionably had weapons of mass destruction. This week, administration officials have slightly revised their language. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld suggested the Iraqis may have destroyed their illegal weapons before the war. And his deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, was quoted in an interview for the magazine Vanity Fair that the administration focused on weapons of mass destruction in justifying the Iraq War, quote, for reasons that have a lot to do with the U.S. government bureaucracy. He said it was the one issue everyone could agree on. At the Pentagon today, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, Stephen Cambone, rejected a reporter's suggestion that the administration has now dropped its flat assertion that there were illegal weapons in Iraq at the start of the war.
I do not believe the administration is backing away from that position, Charlie. I don't think that at all.
So you're still convinced that there were chemical and biological
Nothing
weapons?
Nothing that has happened over the last
in that country when the war began
has changed my view, or as far as I know, the view of others on the subject.
Next week, the Pentagon will expand the weapons search under the direction of Army Major General Keith Dayton, who'll be commanding what's called the Iraq Survey Group. Up until now, the weapons searchers have been working methodically through a long list of suspected weapons sites, but Dayton says the new team will consider other tips and reports from U.S. and British intelligence experts.
If they tell me that this site that hasn't been looked at yet is a good target, then I'll go take a look at it. Okay, but if they say that site number 353, based on everything we know now and based on our interviews with people and based on other kinds of intelligence, that it's not a good place to go, then I'm not going to go to there just because it's on a list. Okay, so in that sense, we're not going to mechanically go down the list and check off locations.
Dayton explained the new approach by saying things may have changed in Iraq since the list of suspect sites was drawn up. Materials, he said, may have been moved or they could have been destroyed. Dayton said he thinks the team will find something during its hunt, but that's just my personal opinion, he said. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.